The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Blub, blub. At the club,
this is much ado about not a whole lot of nothing.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
Okay.
This is a conversation that I've tried to have.
What's your point?
I don't know.
I did it.
Hi, what's up, on you? Yes!
Enough of this spurious.
Gracious.
Wow. Hey, I was just seeing something on the internet.
That happens from time to time. I'm glad that you finally figured out how to Google something.
Okay. What's your point?
My point is, Cody Parkey, I didn't know this. Did you see? He went on the Today Show.
Yeah, he's like on some sort of redemption tour.
What?
Yeah, he's like making
the rounds. He's the kicker from the Bears who missed the kick last weekend.
Yeah, hit the upright like 7 times.
Why is he on the Today Show?
He's getting death threats.
Okay,
he's like on like some.
So has every other athlete in the social media age that's done something bad?
Well, he's on some like feel good redemption tour where everyone's like kissing his ass and pretending it's okay that he hits uprights.
I should say that's not. I said that as if that's fine. It's not fine, but it's not special to Cody Parkey.
Way to go, you insensitive jerk. Look at Mike, all okay with death threats over there.
I'm with Mike.
Someone was giving that Purdue cancer kid's family death threats?
Yeah, they arrested that guy.
What the hell is wrong with you? Like, seriously.
That guy was using a fake Facebook as a woman when he was a dude making those threats.
Oh.
Like that poor kid's family, right?
Hey.
Like their son died of cancer and they're like, I know what's going to be great. Let's threaten you.
Is anyone on Facebook anymore?
I think everyone's on Facebook.
They are?
Yeah.
I think everybody's bailing on Facebook.
I don't think so, man.
I cut mine out. Did I tell you that?
I've been on Facebook for years.
I got rid of my Facebook account. I feel great. I don't miss it.
No. But I think there's a lot of people that are still on Facebook. Like Zuckerberg's like the...
I'd like to get the true numbers on how many people are deleting their accounts. It's a lot.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a lot compared to how many people have Facebook.
Oh, when he said that. I'm just saying it's not really a thing anymore. Like when, especially when like, I saw something the other day. Somebody,
are you kidding me?
Somebody linked to Facebook for something or other. And I was just like, wow, Facebook, wow. Somebody's still on there like...
So they have active, so they're saying active, someone that's on at least 2 times a month is what they're calling active monthly users.
Well, that's a stretch.
What?
On 2 times a month is active?
I don't know how else you would define it. I mean, you're on there.
Well, I know, but to me that doesn't seem active, but yeah, go on.
2.5 billion people.
Oh yeah, no, it's there's a lot of people on it, but I was just reading that, I just looked it up, 44% of users between 18 and 29 have deleted their Facebook app. 44%, dude.
That's all right. You're still on Instagram and everything else that Facebook owns too, so it's no big deal.
No, that's true. People are, yeah, nobody's deleting Instagram. Instagram just seems like it's just a friendlier place. You know, it's just, I mean, it's a lot of fake BS, but
yeah.
Still, it's not like.
Well, it's where hot Facebook. Young girls get to meet up with rich old guys.
I don't know. Just to me in my world, and maybe I'm just out in left field on this, but, Facebook just seems antiquated and only olds use it. And
yeah, this guy said, like, Better You Today text line, the olds are on Facebook and the kids mock it.
Yeah.
Source my 17 and 18 year old.
Like, it's not a thing. Instagram's a thing. Snapchat is a thing.
Snapchat's
especially
a thing.
With the kids.
Yeah, you gotta have the nudes.
And then Twitter.
Yeah, but I think everyone's moving on to InstaFace now. Right? Isn't that where everyone's heading?
That's where Bill Belichick is.
Yeah.
My face, your face, instant face.
Yeah, I think everyone's on InstaFace now. That's the
anyway,
place to be.
That blew me away. They put Cody Parkey on the Today Show. What a joke.
Well, I mean...
I mean, I feel bad for him, but for God's sakes, dude.
I don't really feel bad for him.
Well, I have sympathy for kickers. Look, people are hard on kickers.
He's an NFL kicker. Make the damn kick.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're not going to give him any credit for when he makes it.
Well, they
so
give,
that's
they
why
give
I have sympathy
to
for him.
Adam Vinatieri.
Dude, that guy made four kicks or three kicks that day. He made three kicks.
Three kicks. I think they had 12 points, right?
He scored more points than Trubisky did.
Well, he should have made four. Now,
how about death threats to old Mitch?
Well, Cutler got death threats when he was in Chicago. My daughter lived in Chicago, and she said it was the thing. Like, people used to – it was – like, he talked about it on that stupid show he had with his wife. Like, it was a deal. Like, Cutler had a hard time walking around Chicago because people would, like, try to throw stuff at him.
Did he go on the Today Show?
No.
To talk about it?
No, I don't think he did.
I mean, for God's sakes, Parky.
Well, he went on his wife's like e-reality show. Which one's worse?
Well, I don't think he could avoid the e-reality show.
Being with
like, if your wife or girlfriend wanted to do the e-reality show, you'd be on it. You couldn't avoid it.
No, you probably.
I mean, you wouldn't want to be on it, but you'd be on there.
How much money am I getting paid to do that?
Well, she's getting paid a lot.
Yeah. Well, then you just
it's
suck
her
up
show.
And suck up to her.
It's like being the Kardashian brother.
Yeah. Like, that guy is all depressed and whatever, but you think about it, that guy should just shut up and be happy with his life. He doesn't have to do a damn thing, and he gets a gajillion dollars.
Well, anyway.
What were we talking about?
Well, Cody Parkey's sympathy tour.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that was going on. I didn't know that was a thing. I saw it.
Yeah, that's a whole thing. We're all supposed to feel bad for Cody Parkey. And yet, I really don't.
Well, I have sympathy for him, but I also think if we can have a hot sports take on this for a moment.
Sure.
He shouldn't go on Today Show calls you. It's like, yeah, I'm good.
Well, that's the thing. It's a valid point that if he just goes away for a month, everyone forgets about
him. You don't need to go on the Today Show.
Stop going on the Today Show because now we're talking about you, and it just means more people are going to hate you.
All right. Bird Box.
Yes.
You seen this?
I have seen it. I watched it on the airplane home from Hawaii.
So this is that show on Netflix. It's a movie.
It's a movie.
On Netflix.
With my gal Sandy Bullock.
Sandra Bullock's in there, and I am told that I now have to see this because everybody's talking about it.
Well, I'm here to tell you that it's good, but I have a feeling that you're going to think that it's overblown.
Well, I've already heard that it's overblown. Like, people are telling me you don't have to see it. The thing that caught on was the blindfold thing.
Yeah.
Doing normal life activities blindfolded.
They call it the Bird Box Challenge.
Right, and so that caught on social media.
Yeah, and dumbasses are hurting themselves and others.
And so then I saw it that way. I'm like, what is this? And now I'm told that was really the thing, not the movie. And it's the movie's just okay.
No, it's better than okay. It's a good movie.
It's 64% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's not...
But that's not very good, though.
64?
I don't think so.
It's not terrible.
It's not certified fresh, though, is it?
No. Have you watched Bird Box?
No, my wife did.
What is certified fresh? What do you got to get?
I think it's a little banner under it when it's actually really good.
I think 80% tomatoes, yeah. And then I think you get certified fresh.
Okay.
Did you see Will Ferrell's new movie got zero Rotten Tomatoes?
Is that the?
I thought it got five.
No. Well, maybe it did eventually, but it was like in the first week or two of release, it
the
was
Holmes and Watson.
Holmes and Watson had zero Rotten Tomatoes, and they said like that never happens.
That's that bad?
That means not one positive review. Not one.
And even the audience stuff had it at like 10%. Yeah, it was just panned.
It is bad.
Yeah, it says 9%.
So they, you know what? They
on the tomato meter.
They need to say that that's trending up. Because to go from 0 to 9, it's a good
increase. Is about to leave theaters. Trending up.
Yeah, trending up.
Jeez.
But no, if you watched...
What happened to those two guys, man? That's not cool.
Well, I guess it's just a bad movie. I mean,
well, and also... People get used to your style of humor. It's not quite as funny or surprising anymore. How many movies have those two done together with the same bits?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You think there's some Will Ferrell...
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly fatigue?
There
absolutely.
Might be.
Absolutely, yeah.
That and it could just be a really...
Step Brothers was great, though.
I mean, yeah, Step Brothers was great.
Talladega Nights
was great. Look, there's... Every now and then you put out a sticker.
Could it be that this one comes on later? You know, like some of those
cult classics
do. They come on later when people start.
Well, it wasn't this bad, but my favorite movie is The Big Lebowski. It's my favorite movie of all time, and that did not do well in the theaters or with critics. And now it's heralded as like one of the great movies of all time. In fact, Jeff Bridges
got very cult classic-y now.
Yeah, but it's like Jeff Bridges, who just won like the Lifetime Achievement Award thing for the Golden Globes. Like, Jeff Bridges is one of the most respected actors of our time, and whenever Jeff Bridges is honored with anything, they go with Lebowski. Chris Pine did like a 5-minute bit on The Big Lebowski to honor Jeff Bridges, and that movie wasn't successful at all. So you're right. I mean, you can get movies that kind of elevate, but something tells me when you get zero Rotten Tomatoes and now you're bumped up to 9, that's not going to do so well.
The number one Rotten Tomatoes right now in the box office, the best reviews are for Spider-Man.
Oh, it's an animated.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
97%.
Bumblebee's getting rave reviews too. Yeah, and it's a Transformer movie.
Bumblebee's at 92%.
Allow me to give that double. It's got John Cena and it's a Transformer movie. Dear God.
How are the critics giving it a 92%?
You couldn't pay me to watch a Transformers movie with John Cena. Not gonna happen.
So Rotten Tomatoes is all critics.
Yes. And then the popcorn.
But then the audience score is
that's
yeah,
the popcorn.
That's the popcorn.
Yeah.
And that's what people.
That's what
general.
People say, and then the Rotten Tomatoes, yeah, all the critics.
Okay.
Certified fresh means, you know.
I did hear that Spider-Man movie was pretty good, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take
visually appealing.
I'm good.
Okay. So I need to see Bird Box or I don't?
Watch it. It's worth it.
Watch Bird Box.
Watch
okay.
Bird Box.
And that's on Netflix.
Just don't wear a blindfold and try to do things and use your jackass. And certainly don't try to drive your damn car because that's in the movie. They blindfold.
And somebody did that.
Someone did that and plowed into another human being. Because in the movie, they
somebody die?
No, but they were I think seriously hurt.
That's horrible.
Because in the movie, you have to wear a blindfold wherever you go, and so they drive a car with GPS to the grocery store.
Oh my God,
that happens.
Watch them sue the movie.
They did the program. Remember that? The makers of the program, they got sued.
The football movie.
The football movie, because they had to take the scene out because the idiots were laying down on the road.
Oh.
And one of them got killed.
All right, coming up next, Soup gets a bonsai tree. How will this story end? 618 on The Fan.
Accountability and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betterutoday.com.
Double sun power!
All right, well, Soup showed up today to work and he had a gift on his desk.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a giant turd.
No, that'd be pretty offensive.
That's happened before, though.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of those if you're going to quit, right? You go take, like, a steamer on your boss's deck or desk.
Whoa.
Whoop. Almost had one of those.
Yikes. Yeah, it was a bonsai tree.
You what? Oh, we don't?
Why not?
Are you talking to us in our ears, or is that going out over the
ear? That's in your ears.
Oh.
Oh.
It is radio, Mike. You can talk to us.
Audio on the radio.
I was saying we don't have a dump button, but okay. I was only telling you that briefly so you could continue with your bonsai.
Is that legal?
Story.
How do we not have a dump button?
I'm suing.
Because it never got set up on the new board.
Why?
So you're telling me that if we slip up and say something, we don't have the ability to dump it?
And then we'll get fired, and that's on them.
How is that even possible?
Wait, maybe it would be on us. But
wait, can I sue? I want to sue somebody.
I don't understand that.
I feel like that's not very cool. Like, we're working without a safety net this whole time. I didn't know that.
Yeah, since we got this board in.
Did you know that?
I think I did, but I forgot. And it's good to remind yourself that we don't have one because...
Well, like there, like that was... We were talking about the Rochester guy. Like, that was almost a slip-up. I meant to say desk, and it almost came across as your boss's...
You're fired.
Yeah. And I didn't. I think that was a nonsensical word, but that's how that stuff can happen. Even though desk and, you know, the other aren't necessarily the same thing.
Well, just be careful over there.
Well, either way, don't take a dump on anyone's desk.
Yeah, don't
that's
do that.
Disgusting.
So, Suk had a bonsai tree because you said you like bonsai trees for some reason.
Well, we were talking about plants, and I said I don't really have a real desire for house plants, but I want a bonsai tree. But I don't really know where to get a bonsai tree. Years ago, I had an opportunity, and I passed on it, and I've regretted it every day since.
Well, you can get bonsai trees pretty much all over town, apparently.
See, and I didn't know that. And, did you know a lot about the old bonsai tree?
No.
Years ago, when I was living in the center, I was driving home, and there was a guy on the side of the road selling bonsai trees out of an RV. And I was like, well, that's not something you see every day. And I was going to buy one, but they were kind of spendy, and it was cash only because, well, it was a dude in an RV on the side of the road. And I was trying to haggle with him because I only had so much cash on me. And so I wasn't trying to be cheap. I was like, dude, this is all I got. And he would not budge off the price of the bonsai tree. And so he did one of these. Well, you know, I'm only selling these today and then I'm not coming back. And you know, that's a load of crap, right? I figured I'll see that guy 1,000 more times on that corner. So I left that day thinking, I don't want to go to it because there's not an ATM around there. It was just in the middle of this road between the center and Ridgefield, which, by the way, strange place to set up a bonsai stand. So I was like, oh, next time I'll drive by and maybe I'll have some more cash. I think I was like 30 bucks short. Gone. Never saw the dude again. Drove by that place 1,000 more times, and I never saw the bonsai guy again.
Do you think he was a ghost?
Probably. Possible. I'm sure that's true. You know, that's probably what it is, Mike.
Ghost tree. And he needed some...
It's always ghosts.
He needed some ghost money. We need some real-life money in the ghost world, because I feel like in the ghost world, the cash is still king.
That's 50% stupid.
I've always wanted 1 cent.
Well, you got one.
Yeah.
Thanks to Brian in Beaverton. He dropped one off here. Now,
Who knew Brian in Beaverton just had, like, a surplus of bonsai trees?
He texted you that yesterday.
Yeah. I kind of thought, like, you know, I maybe worked at a nursery or whatever, and I'd get, like, an email being like, hey, you know, here's where you can get them, whatever. No. Showed up today, and there was a bonsai tree.
So what did the note read?
Well, it told me the care instructions for it. And,
Which is what?
Well, I should buy some bonsai fertilizer. He said you can find it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And he told me I can grow it inside or out, although he said outside would be better. Inside, make sure I get plenty of light. And it doesn't look like a bonsai tree.
No, it just looks like a stick in dirt.
Yes.
Yeah, it does.
It looks like it's dead.
I think he's trolling you.
It's possible. Brian may, but he left his number on there, so I'm assuming it's probably, I'm hoping it's legit. He said in the note that it was dormant. And that when the spring hit, that it would bloom and then it would grow. And he did kind of put this little jab in there for me, too. He said that bonsai trees need to eventually be repotted into a bigger one. But he said, you don't have to worry about that for a couple years. And you'll never have to worry about it because you'll kill it before you have to repot it.
How big is that thing going to get?
I don't know. But I felt like it was kind of a little jab at me.
That's what she said.
Saying that that I'm going to kill the bonsai tree. Now I want to keep it alive just to show up Brian.
I think that was his whole point.
Yeah, that's kind of the fun of houseplants is keeping them alive and
nurturing
them.
I don't want to kill the tree.
And it makes you feel good.
Yeah, and I love bonsai trees. Although, like, I'm hoping that I can get to the point where I love this bonsai tree. Because when you look at them, they look really cool. This one just looks...
Some of them.
This looks like a stick, so I'm hoping that I can get to the point where it actually blooms and starts looking like a cool bonsai tree.
You know, it's poisonous to dogs.
Oh, really?
Be careful. Yeah.
Oh. He did not tell me that.
Maybe he's trying to poison your dog.
But if I keep it outside, like, where do I keep it outside?
Put it, like, out on the rail of the deck or something.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Just kind of throw it out there.
I've never been over there, but... I'm sure you have a good spot for it.
Because I kind of wanted it as an inside thing, but now that he told me that it's better outside, I don't want to kill it because then he'll win and he'll be able to give me a big fat I told you so.
Hey, we've got some hot TV show talk coming up here. I've started a new series.
Ooh, I'm intrigued by it.
Do you know what I started?
No, I don't because you haven't told me yet.
Because I'm done with Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I can't believe you got through that thing in like 2 weeks.
2 weeks, bro.
And
binge watch.
You gave up on Breaking Bad, didn't you?
I did. I tried to binge watch that, and...
didn't work for you.
I will probably do it eventually, just because everybody says it's so good. It like, is. Now you know the big one is Sopranos. Everybody's talking about Sopranos now.
That does have the nudity and violence that we tend to enjoy in our programs.
And they're replaying it.
Oh,
on
really?
On HBO.
That's
yeah.
The whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a new show that starts on Sunday that everybody is really fired up about, too.
I'm intrigued. I know not of what you speak.
Because, you know, this is the new thing, TV talk.
Yeah. That and I had
Everybody's watching all these shows.
I had a underwear situation today that I'd like to throw out there and see if I'm the only one.
Can't wait to talk about your underwear.
Yeah, got an underwear issue going on. Got a bone to pick.
Well, here is Mike with...
I can talk anybody into anything, except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
Yeah, we as men, we need projects, you know? We like our projects.
Yeah.
Around the house and stuff like that. And I think that... the idea of binge watching shows feels more like a project and is way more fun than waiting for new episodes of your favorite show. You know what I mean?
Sure, I can see that.
I think it's fun because over the break, I watched season 1, episode 1, all the way through season 7, episode 7 of Game of Thrones. Look, and I did it in like 2 weeks. And man, I was on a mission and it was fun. But I think it's kind of annoying. Okay, so like for season 8, the final season of Game of Thrones is coming out, I think soon, right?
Yeah, I think it comes out in April.
I think it's annoying to have to wait for every Sunday to come or whenever it's on to wait for that new episode. Do you know what I mean? Like, I love the idea of binge watching a show, and I can go as fast as I want, and I can tackle as much as I want for as long as I want.
Yeah, because I'm with you on the having to wait week to week. It's tough. We've been retrained on how to watch TV, but I don't have the intestinal fortitude to binge watch like some people. I can't. It takes me. I go in and out. Like,
I thought you did it with Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, though, it took me months. Like, I mean, I watched it.
That was binge watching for you.
That binge watching for me is like,
takes time.
Yeah, I want to say that took me probably 4 or 5 months at least.
Now the only thing that's good.
You did it in 2 weeks. That would drive me insane.
Oh, dude, I was hooked.
The only thing that's good about doing the week to week thing is, I agree with you, Rob. It's kind of annoying to wait. Is when you're watching one of those shows that has a lot of theories based around it, it's fun to kind of get caught up in that in the week after and talk to everybody who watched the episode and what's happening.
Like Westworld.
Right. Or Lost originally was the first one I think of with that. Every episode was like a huge thing on the internet and everyone would talk about it. That was really fun, and waiting for a week made it a little bit easier.
Yeah, it's hard, and sometimes it's so daunting. Like right now I'm watching this series. It's called it's on the internet. It's like what? Like Big MILF Hunters, like volumes 1 through 82.
Big
and,
MILF Hunters.
And I'm telling you, like, I'm through like volume 36.
Ain't nobody got time
and,
for that.
You know, it's a lot to go. I mean, I just, it's
I heard
tough.
That gets a little repetitive after a while.
Give them hot milk. You know, we have little cookies.
You know, after a while, it's like, I need a break, right? I'm just one man to get through 82 volumes. It's very difficult to do.
How long is each volume?
I don't know. I've never made it through an entire episode. But I've seen snippets of volumes 1 through 33 or whatever. But eventually, I feel like I'll get through all 82.
Oh, God!
It's a challenging sort of thing. Got to get like a sandwich and a Gatorade or something, like regroup.
You stopped at like 15 minutes and the next day went back to that same mark.
15.
Whoa, pal.
Wow. Look at the Lone Ranger over here. 15 minutes. I got things to do. No, I can't. I cannot binge watch something
okay.
like that.
I started binge watching Ray Donovan.
Oh.
And I'm already hooked. I'm only like 3 or 4 episodes into season 1, and there's like 7 seasons of it. But
that's on the.
It's on Showtime, and it's with what's his name?
Liv Schreiber.
Liv Schreiber. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good.
The special lady friend. That's on. She's been pushing.
She's been
for
watching that. Well, oh, she's pushing for it.
Pushing for it.
She's pushing it through the queue.
Yeah,
see, because that's what we do. We all have all these shows that you hear about, and you write them down. Like, I have a note in my phone, just TV shows that I want to binge watch.
Yeah,
it's got to be like 50 shows long, isn't it?
It's not that long because I weed through them. I read about them, then I'm like, you know what?
And you know, sometimes you nibble on a show, and you're
that's
like,
right.
Yeah,
that's right. My
not,
wife
not
nibbled.
Not work.
My wife nibbled on Ozark the other night. And
I bet she did.
That's what we call it in our house.
Rob calls it the Ozark. You want to ride the Ozark, do you?
You want to go to the Ozarks tonight, babe? And she said she was out on that. But the Game of Thrones was on the top of my list. And that took a long... it took a couple weeks. So that one now I checked off. And Ray Donovan was next. And I'm really excited about it. But I kind of want to now start a new series. Mm-hmm. And start like kind of like books.
Ah,
like binge watching multiple series at once.
Understand, because I usually have 2 or 3 books going. TV shows, it's hard. I kind of go one at a time, and I like the TV shows where it's one season. I don't. It's very daunting to me. Where
it is daunting.
I look at 4 or 5 seasons. I like one and done.
Well, that's why the Game of Thrones binge was so hard. It's like, man, that's a lot of episodes.
It is.
But you start, but the second you start, though.
Luckily, the nudity, I think, is what kept you going.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, just when you're like, I can't watch. Well, yes, I can. I can watch this.
There are boobs, and then they, like.
Everyone's dying.
Lop somebody's head off, and
sure.
It's like, oh, okay, I'm back.
The what I'm in the middle of right now, about 3/4 of the way done, and I love it because it's the one season. It's Netflix, The Haunting of Hill House, or The Haunting of Hill House.
Don't know that one.
It's solid.
That's I heard show? That was really scary.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's a show. It's like 10, 12 episodes, and it's solid. So put that on the queue.
If you like horror, it's a horror show.
I do like horror.
Yeah.
Haunting of Hill House?
Yeah, something. It's either The Haunting of Hill House or The Hill House Haunting.
Well, I have Billions on my list. Have you guys seen that one?
Yeah, I'm against it, though.
Are you?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No. I'm against it for strange reasons. The guy, the Billions guy, is in Portland. You know, he's from Portland.
Okay.
And during the NBA playoffs, like, he was on every show known to man, and it was like becoming the number one Blazer fan. And quite frankly, I had had enough of it, so now I refuse to watch
it. It's continuing into this season, by the way.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
Okay.
All right, you were on a show. I get it. You're kind of famous. You're Blazer fan. Go away. I'm done. I can't watch it. I'm out.
Interesting. All right.
I know it's an arbitrary reason why, but I'm not watching
this redhead guy.
I don't know. So the main guy, I guess he's from Portland or something, and okay. I got tired of listening to him.
All right. Well, you know, True Detective season 3 is beginning.
Yes, and it's with that the guy from Moonlight, the Ali,
Mahershala Ali.
Yeah, love that guy.
It's beginning on Sunday.
I'm on board.
Whoa. True Detective.
Season 2 sucked though.
Yeah, I know, it did.
But they're saying this one's more like season 1.
Yeah, they got it right.
I'm on board.
They're not stupid. They know. They know everybody loved season 1 and hated season 2. Yeah. So.
Well, and I love Vince Vaughn, but they couldn't save that hunk of crap. And it was a hunk of crap.
Another one that's on my list is Black Mirror.
Yeah, the nice part about Black Mirror is you can just jump around because none of the episodes have anything to do with them.
There's also not a lot. I was looking at Black Mirror the other day. There's 3 episodes per season.
No, there's a ton of Black Mirror.
No. I looked on Wikipedia. Black Mirror had season 1, 3 episodes. Season 2, 3 episodes. Season 3, 4 episodes.
No. No.
Are there 2 Black Mirrors?
There's a ton of Black Mirrors.
Okay, but are there 2 different series?
I don't know.
The one I looked up said it was a British-based series.
But there are a lot of episodes to Black Mirror. There's more than 8.
Yeah, that doesn't
seem
right. Why would they do
3?
There's
more than 8 or 9 episodes. That much I can promise.
Mike, you idiot.
But I'm here to tell you.
I looked it up on Wiki the other day.
But the nice part about Black Mirror is that you don't...
So I can just bounce around.
You can watch whatever you want. None of them have to do with any of the others. They're all different casts. They're all independent of each other.
Is it a British show, Suk?
Yeah, it's a British show.
Season 1, 3 episodes. Season 2, 3 episodes.
Somebody's saying that's when it was on BBC.
So it's different.
Don't know.
Okay. I was confused.
There's more than 9 episodes.
You guys should fight.
I don't know what to tell you, Mike.
I would lose that fight.
I'm not lying here, unless I've watched the same 8 episodes multiple times.
I know you're not
lying.
I'm just saying they're a lot shorter than regular seasons. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know what to tell you.
Beat him up.
Stop yelling at me.
Go back to MILF Hunters. It's a solid series. Just give that a whirl.
Narcos Mexico, done. Narcos is one of my favorite shows I've watched in recent memory. I love that show.
Yeah.
And Narcos Mexico does not disappoint. It is very good.
I haven't seen... That's the one I have not seen. I haven't seen the new...
It's good.
And give if you like the Black Mirror, watch the Choose Your Own Adventure, the Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch?
Yeah, that's the Choose Your Own Adventure one.
Oh.
That's a Black Mirror.
All right. Cool, man. I'm excited.
Got suddenly a lot to do.
Well, it's like there's nothing on TV anymore, so you gotta watch TV this way.
Yeah.
Other than sports.
Yeah, like regular...
Cable's out.
Yeah, regular...
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Regular,
this is how it's done.
Network TV. That's gone.
All right, John is going to wrap it up next on The Fan.
Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Tap by Coors Light.
On 1080 The Fan. This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanik on 1080 The Fan.
All right, let's check in with the big fella. What do we suppose is going on there?
He's rustling.
That sounds like the ice machine.
Hello?
What? What the hell are you doing?
What are you doing?
Get your hand out of the cookie jar.
I'm not doing anything. There's no noise going on whatsoever. What do you guys hear?
You're rustling, and
it sounded
suspicious.
It sounded like you were getting ice out of the ice machine.
Yeah.
Now, I do enjoy a cool and soothing beverage from time to time, but not only am I not getting ice, I'm in the room and it's quiet. Not TV's not even on. There's nothing. I think the sound is on your end.
No, you were moving around. You were rustling with something. You're like your hand was in a paper bag.
I would tell you. Yeah, because that's what I'm doing. I'm playing with a paper bag. I'm not a cap.
I'm guessing there was some sort of snack food in said paper bag. Come on, do you?
Oh, not at all. It's ridiculous. The sound problem is on your end.
No one. See, there it is again. He's rustling with something. No one's buying it, John. You're clearly up to something. And quite frankly, the people of Portland don't appreciate you trying to pull one over on them.
Listen, I would tell you, I'm an open book for the lovely listeners of this fine program. I would tell you if I was rustling with a paper sack. However, I am sitting in my room. I even turned the TV off for this. So
it is weird to
know. I don't appreciate your accusation.
It's weird to know what John's doing when the Mariners aren't on. It's really all I know him as is sitting and watching the Mariners.
I mean, I know you that you don't do much. Like, what do you do?
Well, right now I'm stuck moving, so there's a lot of packing and and getting ready to move. But in general, I really enjoyed your guys' previous segment. I took some notes because I need some stuff to watch with no sports on. I need TV.
There it is again.
See, there it is again. You're rustling with. Are you taping a box?
No, I'm literally doing nothing.
No,
Something's going on.
Yeah, something's going on. But, I don't know what you have going on, but the fact that you won't tell us means that it's something shady and underhanded.
I'm going to have
this phone conversation is being tapped.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to the podcast just so I can hear what you guys are talking about because I can't even hear anything.
This is like an episode of Black Mirror. Like, we're like living in an alternate universe where John isn't making a bunch of noise when clearly that he is. And by the way, let me just say this. Moving is one of the worst things you can possibly do.
Like, yeah, that's hideous.
Like in the top five things that I want to do least, moving is in my top three. I don't know number one or two, but it's on the medal stand.
No, it's hideous, and I can't believe I'm agreeing to do it. But let me tell you this. Let me take this to the people because this is controversial at my house. In preparation for the move, we ordered a dumpster, right?
Yeah.
Because we're going to just try to throw a bunch of stuff away rather than move it.
Way better
and
idea.
So my wife is petrified that there are people lurking around the neighborhood waiting to just dump illegal garbage in our stuff. They're just waiting to throw their stuff in our garbage.
100%.
There are.
Yes.
She's right.
Yeah.
So I don't think there are. She's terrified of it. She went and got and she posted a security camera on the dumpster in hopes of catching people dumping illegal dumping.
John has a dumpster cam. Let me ask you this.
Well, is that illegal though? Or is it just a
I think it's illegal. I don't think you can dump your trash in someone's dumpster, but here's the thing. All you're going to do, John, is catch people in a shadowy figure dumping something in your dumpster and then driving off. You're not going to be able to catch them.
That's what I say. Heather is doing it for the deterrent of it. She thinks that the big flashing space saucer light on front will deter the illegal dumping. I don't think it will.
Well, I'll have you know for a fact that I'm having some new countertops put in, and I plan on throwing the old ones away in your dumpster and not telling you about it.
Believe me, I'm fully aware of you abusing the privilege. I'm just saying, one, I don't think there are people lurking
there are.
In my neighborhood waiting to dump trash.
That's
and two,
a thing,
I don't
though.
Think...
Yeah, there are.
There are, man, because it's a pain in the ass to get rid of anything big.
Yep.
It's like, you don't want to go to the dump, and that costs money, and there's only, like, it's a long ways away.
And I don't mean to, like, rat John out, but John's neighborhood sucks. He's had his car stolen from his driveway two times. John, your neighborhood is suspect. I guarantee you that when you put out that dumpster, the first night that you have it out there, there's no less than three big items dumped in it.
Well, that sort of gear. So my point being, Rob, if you guys think that there are people lurking waiting to dump, my argument is that the security camera's not going to frighten them off.
No, it's not.
Probably not.
Maybe a couple, but I promise you that people will be dumping in your dumpster.
You will get foreign garbage.
Yes.
There is no question.
100%.
Because it is exciting. I remember when my neighbor got one, I was like, oh, sweet. I'm going to go over there. And I wouldn't do it like, just like do it without them. But I asked him. I said, hey, can I throw these in there? And he was like, yeah, sure.
How much do you think it would cost me to hire your kids, Jay, to just come sit in the dumpster all night and start it?
My kids would probably think that was actually pretty cool.
That is fantastic.
I guess you can get it for about $9.
All right, I'm calling James as soon as we get off the radio. I need him over here.
You know, the problem with that is he's not going to do anything to stop the guy who wants to dump something.
No,
in your
probably not.
You're going to shove him out of the way and dump it in there anyway.
Look,
and you're out $9 an hour.
I'm here to tell you that if you're in a neighborhood and someone brings out a dumpster, everyone in that neighborhood instantly goes in and is like, hey, honey, there's a dumpster.
Yeah, yeah, there's no question.
Everyone's on board. Your wife
my
is
brother,
right.
My brother's kids would take my money and then charge the people dumping money if they'd double-fisted.
Yeah, he probably would.
Pretty smart idea.
Well, that's actually the way to go. Yeah. You know people want to dump stuff in
charge.
There, so charge them. That's right. All right. Bye.
Go.
There he goes again. What is he? What are you doing? Go back and listen to the podcast. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. We are back on Monday, 3 to 7, here on The Fan.
Go dump things in my brother's dumpster.
Red Chips of Spirit.